Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. I want to tell all my listening audience, thank you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for listening to us, to the archives. It's a passion of mine to bring forth truth, to explore truth, and I have some gifts that perhaps others might not have developed presently, and I use those gifts to bring this information to your feet. And so I tell you thank you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for your notes that you send. I answer all of them. And I am coming from a place of, in one sense, sadness, and in another sense, joy. Many of you listen to all of my shows on Wednesdays, on Saturdays, every other Saturday when we are on, and on Sundays. And my co-host on Saturday, Caroline Allen, has been with me, I believe, on a most remarkable journey. And I know she has changed many lives of you in the audience who have called in for healing, who have listened to the information that we have brought forth from source, from different places. The healings that she has done for all of you, her good wishes. And the reason I'm talking about this is yesterday Caroline transitioned. And I wanted to tell you that. It wasn't very long that she came to me, and she showed herself to me in the physical. She talked about her decision to transition and the path that she took, how she went up through the gateway to this planetary system, which is Arcturus. Many of you probably know that, and followed the path of the light that was laid down by her soul when she came into this dimension, and she followed that back to source. She showed me how she followed that trail. And one of the things that she will be doing on the other side, I know there's going to be many things Caroline's going to be doing, and it will be in great joy and humor and love, but she is searching the Akashic records, the same records that I read from, and she is going to be bringing forth spirituality in a manner that will be very down to earth, nothing lofty. If you listen to Caroline, you know what I'm talking about. She did things and said things in a very down to earth manner. And so I wanted to tell you that. It was an interesting journey just watching all of these pieces fall into play. Her decision to cross over, why she decided, and this is not a situation where someone crosses into the other side and they're in the astral and then at some point choose to reincarnate. She went directly to the source. So what can we say other than we wish her great blessings and merriment? She was an individual full of joy, and our work together was done in great joy and in love, and she will be certainly very missed by all of you who listened to her, who worked with her, and myself. And for those of you who did listen to her and enjoyed her messages, I invite you to go to the archives on our Saturday show, which was The Messenger, and listen to some of those archives. I believe some of the most wonderful archives were some of the discussions that we had about angels, how she described how Archangel Michael set up a portal in her home and how she helped those lost spirits into the other side. One remarkable program that we had done was the shooting in Virginia and how she was there in spirit helping those students move to the other side because their death came so abruptly they did not realize at the moment that they had crossed over. That was an intriguing show. Another show that we had done was when she was there at 911 when the destruction occurred and the vision that she had of four gigantic angels holding up the World Trade Center so that more people could find their way out. There are so many stories like this, and I do believe that what is in the archives is truly not so much a legacy to Caroline, but the spiritual work that we talked about. And we had given many times we had described what life was between worlds, what life was on the other side, the work of the angels. So do work with the archives. I think you will find some really wonderful information there. And for those of you who were not familiar with that Saturday show, I do invite you to go to the archives and listen to some of the past shows. I do believe they are quite remarkable. Now, one of the things that is coming up on my calendar is a conference call that we are having with Archangel Michael, which is on February the 28th. For those of you who might not be familiar with our conference calls, he comes, sometimes other masters come, and those on the line are really privileged to witness some of the most remarkable work that they do for us, not only giving information, but teaching us how to see into the next dimension, helping us to recognize the individual energies of the masters and bringing down some of the energy from the future, which has been remarkable also. You can go to the website, www.carolynevers.com, and look up the February schedule. And find a pencil, piece of paper, in that order, because I'm going to give you a playback number that you can call and listen to our last conference on January the 31st, which I believe was with Yeshua on that particular day. Get your paper, your pencil. The playback dial-in number is 1-605-475-6297. I'll read it back. 1-605-475-6297. They ask for a playback code, and that access code is 343-51. You will not be disappointed by listening to that. 343-51. You know, at any time that you would like to call in, feel free to do that. We do many things for people. We connect them to their angels. They might have a particular question from the Akashic Record. We do work with those, so give us a call. We are here. Now, something I found of interest was on the news with came out of Rutgers, and this was mentioned at MSN.com, and it was a really fascinating story about how archaeologists are working with NASA, and there are some scientists who saw some pictures that NASA had provided, and these pictures were in the area where the Mayan civilization existed, and what had happened is as they are taking these pictures from outer space, you know, these things just are so remarkable to me that we can have a satellite in space viewing the planet and we can get some sort of an indication that there are formations under dense jungle vines and trees. And this is what had happened. Satellite was, and when you see it on the station, on the website, it's msnbc.msn.com. There is the story of the satellite. There are differences in color that that you see reflecting. They explain what happened, that solar radiation reflects off a wide variety of plants. And in this reflection, there is a discoloration in the satellite image, the outline of some of the buildings. Yes, we have a caller. And your name?
Hi, my name is Katarina. And I'm sorry to even ask this question. I'm just kind of bombarding in here. But I'm just wondering if you can help me with any personal things of mine, like to kind of help me a little bit on my path. Would that be appropriate or not? I'm not sure.
What was the question?
I'm having some financial kind of issues. I don't know what direction to go in to kind of improve my situation. I don't know whether I should sell my house. I'm kind of just worried about everything, and I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed and kind of some health issues have come up. I don't know what's going on. I'm just a little bit, just kind of wanting any kind of guidance I could get.
You're being bombarded from all sides, aren't you?
Kind of feels like that. I'm worried,
yeah.
Very worried about finances. I'm having a lot of very anxious dreams that kind of feel like they're connected to finances. And I'm having some health issues that may go away, but I'm wondering why this is all kind of happening and maybe...
The health issues, we would deal with on our Saturday show, and we would also deal with that on our Wednesday show, Cosmic Connections. This Wednesday, Charlene, who helps with the health issues, will not be on board, but the Wednesday after. If you'd be kind enough to call with the health issues, because what she works in a dimension where she works with God's energy. This is actually God doing this. She cooperates with it to do physical clearings. And I think that we could help you there on that particular day because that's more in her realm. Now, the other area that you are calling about is with finances. And many times these issues all come up because there is change needed. Now tell me, these financial issues that you have, is it because you have lost a job and you're looking for a job? What happened that there is a financial issue?
I'm just not making enough money that I would need to kind of survive, and I've taken on a mortgage that I just don't feel like it's stable. So it's not enough money, and I don't know whether I should just sell my house.
Is your house suitable, and is your temperament such that you would be willing to take in? Are you single?
Yes.
Would you Is the house suitable and your temperament such that you would be willing to take in a boarder, someone who would, might rent a room or...
I'm not that comfortable with doing that.
Well, that's why I asked, because that is a personal thing.
But I don't know if you could kind of see, do any kind of psychic looking into my situation to see if...
Well,
I know
there's a difference between people who do psychic readings and people who read the Akashic Records. Now, what I can do is see if we can find a reason why this is happening. You see, one of the things with a psychic reading, outcomes are not always known. Mm-hmm. An outcome to a situation has a lot to do with the choices that someone is going to make. A situation has arisen that has to be dealt with. The final outcome is going to be based upon the choices that a person makes. So there are possibilities. You have a lot of possibilities right now, and what is going to be probable, the probable outcome, is going to be based upon the choices that you make. Now, there are reasons behind why this has happened. It could be because of blocks that you have, wrong choices that you have made in the past, but let's look from this perspective. How dire is this situation? In other words, how much time do you have that you can live in your home and pay the mortgage before it comes to a point where there's a foreclosure or some other dire thing would happen?
There's not a lot of time. I just feel it's not sustainable. My debt load is not sustainable with my income.
So you do have some time is what it sounds like.
A little bit of time, but I'm concerned
about... A month,
about,
2 months that you can work?
Yeah, 2 or 3 months.
Okay, so you have 2 or 3 months of holding power, or staying power, so to speak. Are you in an area where you will be able to sell your house?
Possibly, yeah, and I'm concerned about the housing market. There are a lot of houses here for sale in this area. So
that's why I asked, because it might be a problem with that, selling the house. See, one of the things that Charlene does when we work on Wednesdays is she places your thoughts into the etheric, at your goals to help... To help bring them forth. Now, you know, one of the things I'm being prompted to talk to you about, have you worked with manifesting?
Do you know how
to manifest?
No, I guess I don't. I've been trying, but I ultimately get frustrated.
Okay, well, let's talk about that a little bit, because I think this is important. Do you believe or have you considered the thought that what is in our mind and our belief system is what shows up in our physical world? Do you believe that at all?
I do. But I think, like, viscerally, I don't grasp it enough. There's a part of me that's saying, oh, this is all great, but how am I going to pay these bills? And these bills are not going to go away.
You see, some of the things that you might really want to manifest, let's suppose for a second you decide that the best thing for you to do is to sell the house, and you have a situation where the housing market is not doing so well, and you're telling me you're living in an area where there's a lot of houses for sale. Well, one of the things that you might want to manifest is a buyer for your house.
Okay.
So that's part of the manifesting process.
Okay.
And there's many ways of manifesting. Have you read anything on this at all?
Yeah, I'm fairly familiar with it, yes.
So what you're going to do is be very certain about what you're looking for to manifest. In other words, let's take this buyer, for instance. You decide you want to sell the house. You want to manifest a buyer. You want, write down all the things that you want in that buyer. You want someone who loves your house, who's willing to buy the house, who wants to buy the house, who has financing, who is in a situation where they are able to purchase your house as quickly as possible. The most ideal thing would be someone who has sold their house and has cash or is in a position where they can buy the house quickly. You see, you want all of these details.
Okay.
And so you paint a picture, put it on a piece of paper, think of all the possibilities that you would want with a buyer. And then you go into a meditative state, and you have a very good grasp now of what you are looking for, and you are like this event is in the present.
Okay.
This buyer is there. It is like you can almost see this buyer. You are joyful with the buyer. So it's a, you visualize your goal. You want to know everything about that goal is right in place. And then when you call it forth, you wrap it up in an emotion. The emotion is very important, and it would be an emotion of joy. Just imagine the joy that you would feel when this buyer comes and presents themselves to you, and all the circumstances surrounding the buyer is just perfect.
Okay.
And then when you feel this great joy, then it is like, this is almost like a balloon, that you tap the balloon and it goes forth in to the universe, knowing, and this is the other part, knowing that the universe will provide exactly what you have called into form.
Okay.
And how you do that, let's take an example. When you go to a restaurant, you sit down at the table, the waitress brings you a menu, and you look on the menu and you make a choice. You're going to have spaghetti, let's say. You give your order to that waitress, and you know that waitress is going to come back with your order just the way you ordered it. If you ordered spaghetti, they're not going to come back with a steak. And this is the feeling, this is the belief system. You can taste this, you can feel it, and you've got the emotions around it and energy around it. And if you have trouble with this, then to get into that state, to get into that higher plane, then set the stage, play some beautiful music, music that puts you into the higher realm. This is a sacred place. Light candles is that put you into that feeling of sacredness. You are co-creating with the universe. And this is how you manifest. People will have different ways of manifesting, but it all comes down to these same components. Understanding what you want. You can't be ambivalent. Oh, I'd like to have a buyer. I'd like to sell the house. It is like you have a razor-sharp vision of what you want. It is like honing a knife on a stone. You've sharpened this image. You know exactly what you want. You've got the emotions surrounding it. It is this great desire, and then you send it off in the universe to allow the universe to clothe the pieces for you and bring it back to you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I don't want to take up any more of your time.
No, it's not
Thank
that you're
you.
Taking up time. This, see, I'm talking to you about this, but there are others out there who want to manifest for themselves also. I want to touch a couple other points with you.
Okay.
Now, you have money coming in, and you think that you do not have enough money to cover everything. Are you sure about that?
It definitely feels like that. I mean, my immediate reality indicates that.
Okay, now, what is it that you have a lot of debt, consumer debt?
Yes, I'm just not making enough money to...
Are you making enough money to pay for the mortgage?
Yes, which leaves me very little to get by otherwise. And I'm just...
Are you able to refinance?
Possibly. I could look into that.
How did you get into a mortgage where it's over? Because what you're saying is you have very little left over after you pay for the mortgage. Did you have an adjustable rate or something like that?
No, it's a fixed rate.
It's a fixed rate?
Yes.
Well, did you have a decrease of income?
know when I know. I just got this mortgage recently because a family member had lent me money to pay for a portion of this house,
mm-hmm.
and that family member wanted her money back, and I thought I have to take out a mortgage so that I can pay her back.
Mm-hmm.
So this was kind of a new thing.
So what do you have? You have a first and a second?
No, it's just one mortgage,
mm-hmm.
and it's not even on the whole amount, so I do have some equity on it.
Oh,
but it's just not doable. It's just money goes out, more money goes out than comes in, and I'm really worried about everything.
Of course you are.
And I'm by myself, and I'm just not making a lot of money. But anyway.
Well, if you decide to sell the house, there is some visualization that you can do. It doesn't sound like you're overwhelmed with consumer debt. It sounds like it's mostly that the house payment is eating up basically what you're making. How many years is your mortgage?
15.
Now, that's another possibility. Well, before we get to that, do you want to stay in your home?
I'm not sure. I don't have very mixed feelings about it.
Mm-hmm. So
but
you
I'm
bought
sure,
something, and you don't know for sure if you really love that home.
Right. But on the other hand, it's a home, and to leave it, it just means so many other potential unknowns and where you're going to go from here. And
mm-hmm.
But having this mortgage.
Have you looked into turning this into a 30-year mortgage?
Possibly, but I'm not that young, so I don't know that they would give me.
No, see, we're just discussing possibilities because you need some time. I mean, it would be helpful if you had some negotiating time. And
right.
You said you just settled for this 15-year mortgage, and a 30-year mortgage might be a lot lower payment. And, you know, I'm just giving you some thoughts to think about. If
right.
you turned this into a 30-year mortgage, would it give you enough time to make some other choices? Because, you know, 2 or 3 months holding period is difficult for a person. It's placing you up against a time factor here that's going to be difficult to work with. That's why I'm just talking about all different possible options. I don't get the sense that you're overwhelmed with consumer debt. I get the sense that your biggest problem is you have a house payment that is too high for you to pay the mortgage every month. And so just a thought. You might want to call the mortgage people and ask them what the house payment would be on a 30-year mortgage, because you said you just settled.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You probably have a rather low interest rate on that mortgage, too.
Fairly low, but it's still a lot of money.
Well, I understand that, but just a thought, dear. So call, not this Wednesday coming up, but the Wednesday after. Let Charlene work on the health issues.
Okay.
Write everything on paper that we said as far as materializing a buyer. Look into, you've got some equity in the house. You don't want to lose the house, don't want to hurt your credit if you can avoid it. And these are just some thoughts, you know, think it over. It might be better for you to turn this into a 30-year mortgage until you find out what's going on in your life and make some plans.
Okay.
Call your mortgage company and find out. Just get some information. Find out if you had a 30-year mortgage, what the note would be.
Okay.
How much it would be. It'll give you maybe give you a little wiggle room. It's just a thought.
Okay.
So give us a call. Not this Wednesday coming, but the Wednesday after. We'll work on the health issues, and if you want to, we can talk about this a little bit more. Maybe.
Thank you. And this is on the same BBS radio station?
Yeah, it's okay. The same. It's just Wednesdays. It's called Cosmic Connections.
Okay.
You could work with, Matt, if you decide that you're really going to sell this house, you could work with manifesting it. And Charlene could help program the field. She calls it the field. It's the quantum field with helping to find a buyer for your home, if that's the way you go.
Okay.
So is that helpful, dear?
Very. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay. Thank you so much. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.
So before this call, we were talking about the maps that NASA was finding as they were showing the pictures to some scientists as the satellites went over Guatemala and was picking up some of the Mayan settlements that were covered over by trees. Now, the reason that this was of such great interest to the scientists is that this civilization collapsed at 900 A.D., and they felt that it collapsed because they were cutting down huge swaths of the jungle for agriculture. There were times when the rain was scarce, and there were times when it was plenty, and so they had dry spells, and, well, we have another caller. I guess this is going to have to wait. And your name, please?
Rosemary.
Well, Rosemary, dear.
It is so good to hear your voice, and yes,
oh, it's good to hear you too.
After Lemuria sunk, a large contingent of the population went over to that which was South America,
uh-huh,
and started the original Mayan culture, which was based on peace and reverence for all life.
Mm-hmm.
They flooded the islands they're seeing in the jungles were used as part of the major agricultural system.
Mm-hmm.
And they took advantage of the annual flooding to produce the most wonderful crops in the world. The food was just so nourishing. And then the civilization fell apart.
Then the civilization what?
It fell apart. You know, change is happening. It always does. It always will.
Went kaput, huh?
Yep, it does.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your opinion, from your memory, why do you think it went kaput?
Basically, I think it went kaput as a counterbalance for what happened in Atlantis.
Well, explain that a little. A balance of what happened in Atlantis. I'm not sure I get the connection.
We're just interwoven. And when Atlantis went down, the sheer hope of the people just went. It wasn't worth it anymore.
Oh, is that how you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see the dark forces taking over?
Mm-hmm. But they're not winning this time. So there.
Take that, huh?
Absolutely. We love them. We hope they get well.
Well, I found it very fascinating, and the question that the scientists had is that all of this jungle was being destroyed for agriculture, and they talked about collecting water. They called their reservoirs banjos. It's interesting. They were kind of the shape of a banjo, according to this picture. And their question was, all this deforestation, did it raise the temperature and reduce the rainfall, eventually drying up water sources? So that is what they are studying. So what do you think of that?
I think that the whole planet is changing, and I think we should care for it. And Despite what some people are saying, that we're responsible for all of these changes and it's our fault, there's a certain process going on, and we're going to see things emerging and things changing as they always have been and always have done.
Well, you're talking about the future, and I would agree with you,
mm-hmm.
but I was kind of going back to the Maya. Do you think that their deforestation raised the temperature and reduced rainfall?
In the past? No, I don't. The Earth was different then.
Mm-hmm.
There was it's kind of like a monsoon thing that would hit, and that's why they needed the raised islands.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would just... They'd use that for agriculture. It was flooded quite a bit. There was an awful lot of rain when the rainy season was there.
Well, what the scientists, I think, are building on is there a connection to what happened to the Maya as to what's happening to global warming now? And that was the scientists' question. So that's why they were interested in it.
Mm-hmm. Carolyn, why do I feel very uneasy when I hear of scientists doing this? Because we love them, but they don't have the history of the planet, when they could just simply talk to a lovely, wonderful, gifted person like you and ask for the information as to the progression of the planet and start looking in the right places instead of spending so much time just looking.
Well, I thank you for the compliment, but the scientists, you know, they're kind of caught in their own field. They don't look outside of the field. But when I read the article, I was intrigued with it, and of course I went to the Akashic Records looking for an answer, and that's what I was building up to. My question, of course, was, did the Maya cause the civilization to collapse because of the jungle that they cleared?
Mm-hmm.
And their answer was that, you know, that is, they said yes and no. We're going to give you a yes and a no answer. The yes being that the act of deforestation, huge air, can raise the temperature of the planet. However, at that time, there was enough afforestation on the planet to keep the temperature relatively stationary.
Mm-hmm.
So that did not bring the devastation to the culture. And then they went to the aspect, and I find this very fascinating. Now, just assure our listeners, I didn't suggest that you call, did I?
No.
Because the next part that the Akashic Records tell us is the reason for the demise of that culture was more spiritual than climatic.
Absolutely.
And they said something of interest. This was a period of great expectation that could lead to a golden age.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the dark forces took over.
Mm-hmm.
And the guardians of the human race believed that their effort to bring about fruition of their expectations had failed.
Mm-hmm. Greatly disheartened.
Yeah.
So
apparently, is it fair to say you were there?
Oh, yes.
And this is something that you remember?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's the hardest thing as a soul when you make a decision that this is no longer viable.
Mm-hmm.
You've put your shoulder, your prayers to the wheel, and it's just not going to fly. I mean, you've done it. You cannot push the river. You must accept the will of the majority, and you love God, and this is God learning, and God wants to learn at a slower pace.
There's great disappointment. You know, when you have these memories, I think it's fair to say that when you have these memories, whether it's one lifetime or many lifetimes, and you witness this, it's I don't want to just say sadness, because it's more than just being sad. It's not exactly a disillusionment. You tried very hard, and like you said, you put your shoulder to the wheel, and it wasn't going to fly. That emotion that one feels when they're in those memories and in that experience of that failure is very difficult.
I think it can be if you let it, but then you always go back to source and you say, "Thy highest will be done."
And I indeed.
You know, I am not. In all my passages through time, I have learned never to sit in judgment of thee.
No, but there's a certain pain in not succeed, the plan not succeeding.
Yes.
I think in spirit, it is something like a game that they're playing. Okay, we'll try this and see if it works. But when you're down here, you're the foot soldier, and you're following these plans, and it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some disillusionment, but there's this pain, and whoop, we failed.
Oops. Well, I remember sitting down writing a letter to my higher self once in less mellow days, saying, "Dear higher self, you suck. You think it's ketchup, and I feel like it's real blood. If you really are a good higher self, will you get down here and give me the tools to get this done?"
Well, see, that's the thing. When you're in spirit, you don't really understand what it's like when you're in physical.
No.
And
forget.
So from the higher planes, you look down on this plan, you look down on the planet, and, oh, it is so marvelous what we're going to do. And you get down here, and you are, I guess the word is hampered, or slowed up by being in the physical and the other forces that you had to contend with. It just wasn't as easy as it looked like in the planning stage.
Now, Edgar Cayce likened it to actually looking down into a crystal clear ocean and seeing these bright gems of understanding and stuff and riches beyond compare. And so you suit up in this heavy diving suit and you really get all hooked up with the lifeline and the Akashic cords and all that good stuff. And then you dive in, and it's fine until the splash is enormous, and then the sharks start circling.
Mm-hmm.
And you just didn't count on the sharks.
Rosemary, I'm curious about something. It seems like when you call in to one of our shows, it's always because you remember something that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Has all of this memory been automatic with you? In other words, you know, you just came in with this, it just surfaced, or are these things that you have picked up during meditation?
I think it's almost like I'll look at something and it'll click. If I need to know or what's related to it, I just know.
Mm-hmm.
Funny thing, my husband lost, we misplaced the parts of the vacuum cleaner today. You know, this is practical spirituality, and I said, and he was, you know, he was being a guy.
Being a guy, I love it. Well, that's a kind way of putting or describing a temper tantrum.
Well, kind of close to it. And I asked him, and I said, "Honey, would you mind if I manifested it? I mean, I just really don't feel like looking for it." And he said, "Not to worry, it's okay, I won't complain." And I said, "Okay." Then he walked over to his desk and found the part that he was looking for.
Now, tell me, how did you manifest that, Rosemary?
I just simply saw that it was in his hands.
You know, this is tying in with the previous caller. You know, we were talking about manifesting with the previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
Using the mind, visualizing.
Absolutely. Your previous caller, what I picked up, and I mean, I was listening, and I'm going, so many people are now reliving the horrors of what happened in debtor's prison.
Oh, now that's interesting.
And the same energy and the same emotions and the same terror concerning debt and foreclosure and consequences is just coming up from the subconscious. And so, you know, you'd say it's just money and it's just stuff, and but that gut-wrenching terror is there for them.
Well, that's interesting that you believe that that's where these memories are coming up. But, you know, debtor's prison was a horrific time in history in the sense that they threw you there and you stayed there until the debt was paid off. And if the debt wasn't paid off, you didn't go anywhere.
That's why it's a pretty horrific thing. You know, we're all getting ready to go into a higher state of consciousness, and we can't take these old, painful, soured memories with us, and they have to be cleared. So is spirit using some of this to help individuals clear?
This is the work that Caroline and Charlene and myself have been doing on the shows that we did together, helping to clear all of these past issues that we carry in our subtle bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, when you go to the next dimension, this old baggage, so to speak, has got to be cleared.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it has to be cleared. And so it's a stumbling block until we go, oh, I can clear this.
And it seems to revolve around two issues, the one being fear and mm-hmm. the other being control.
Yeah. You know, it's almost like you need to pick that little piece of yarn out of that defective, you know, afghan that you're crocheting and pull it back to its original ball of yarn.
While we're talking about this, because I have a lot of people ask me this question about fear and clearing that fear, how would you advise someone as to how to clear fear?
Because
I think that's a toughie.
I would ask them if they're in a good place to simply write down everything they know about this fear.
In other words, write down everything that they know about fear. Now, how do you
about
mean that?
About this fear.
Oh,
they're now
okay,
currently
this particular
facing.
Fear.
Because to take all of them all at once may be overwhelming. And once we learn that we can overcome them, it just, you know, okay, all right, all that judgment stuff, out, bye. But once we get that initial mastery of, I mastered this fear, it has no power over me.
Okay, let's take a fear. Let's take an example of a fear.
Mm-hmm.
You pick it.
Fear of horses.
Okay, fear of horses. Let's say a person has a fear of horses.
Mm-hmm.
How would they clear that?
Sit down, pencil, paper, contact higher self. Ask, what do I know about horses? Write it down. Ask higher self, what does my soul know about horses? Write it down. How have I interacted with horses in order to create fear?
So here, in a sense, you're talking about karma. Do I have karma with horses?
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty unreasonable fear.
Mm-hmm.
To be afraid of something that beautiful. I have a friend of mine that was absolutely allergic to horses. You could wear a jacket that you wore out in the barn, and
mm-hmm.
3 days later it would be near her, and she'd go into an asthma attack.
Wow. And this was because she had a fear of horses?
Mm-hmm. We cleared her being trampled to death by horses.
Oh, uh-huh.
She now owns one and rides one.
Now, I'm going to ask you one more thing. We've got like 5 minutes before we get up to the hour, and I do think this is important, Rosemary, if you care to share this. You and others know how to contact their higher mind. It's a relatively easy thing for them, but, you know, a lot of people don't.
Mm.
What would you suggest to people as to how they can contact their higher mind?
In the beginning, you may choose to go out and sit on the ground and get grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And just absolutely project energy into the earth. And then calm the mind and make room in the silence. Too often we're speaking when we need to just...
A little louder, dear. I can't...
Too often we're speaking when we just need to be listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a list of demands.
Mm-hmm.
And we just need to say, hi, I love you. I just want to experience the energy of you and the peace of you that is me, that is my soul. I just want to get to know you. No agenda. I just love you. You're me.
Well, in all the things that we're working with, emotion is very important, and love in particular seems to be the prow of the boat.
Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I've projected into places where I've been told if you were not a loving being, oh my.
Rosemary, I'm so glad that you called in. We're getting up to the time when we've got to check out of this hour.
Thank you. And for those that are just contacting your higher self, imagine that if you are making room for the greatest love of your entire life, and then be happy with that presence for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when someone gives you everything, you have nothing left to demand. Just the joy of that presence is enough.
Well, with that, we will leave.
Okay,
bless
you,
dear Rosemary.
And have a what? And thank you so much. All sweetness to you and light. Bye.
And you too, darling.
Bye.
Well, friends, that is the end of this show. As you have heard, the website www.carolynevers.com. Check out Archangel Mikael's conference call this Thursday. Make a decision to join us. Also, the many books that we have brought from Spirit and offer to you until the next time when we dance around this telephone and make connections with you in love and peace and joy. Goodbye.